to rain today.
Broadcasting in HD for the best listening experience. This is CIWV FM at 98.3 FM HD1. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Good afternoon. It's 5 o'clock, and here's what's making waves. Canada's inflation rate rose to 2% last month, up from 1.6% in September, as gasoline prices exerted less downward pressure on annual price growth. The report from StatsCan today says prices in October increased at a faster annual pace in 5 out of the 8 major components of the consumer price index. With inflation back around the Bank of Canada's 2% target, the central bank is still expected to continue cutting interest rates in the coming months, including in December. The size of the next rate cut, however, will be driven by the central bank's interpretation of economic data, including the October inflation numbers. Forecasters expecting a quarter point cut say today's report solidifies their prediction. And a rapidly deepening low pressure system known as a bomb cyclone is bringing a massive windstorm to BC's south coast today. It's set to arrive about 400 clicks off the west coast of Vancouver Island by late afternoon. That would be right about now. Environment Canada says with winds peaking late Tuesday night, the storm is set to bring winds to the west side of the island, but will also bring wind bands up the east side of the island, wrapping around the island and funneling through the Juan de Fuca Strait, the Strait of Georgia, and right up to the Sunshine Coast. This is good news for the lower mainland, not as great for Vancouver Island, as the outer areas will see the strongest breezes. That's why the lower mainland is not in the wind warning, just a special weather statement for wind. Some areas can also expect heavy rain at times during this event, but winds will remain the primary concern, says Environment Canada, who is also warning the winds may down trees and branches. Residents should be prepared for power outages and travel delays, and secure those loose outdoor objects, please. In sports, there are 7 games on tap in the NHL tonight, including the New York Rangers in town to take on the Vancouver Canucks. Puck drops at Rogers Arena just after 7 o'clock, right about 2 hours from now. The Canucks will be minus JT Miller. He is on an indefinite leave of absence from the team with the strong support of the team management. Also in the headlines in the hockey world today, the leading scorer in the game, Alex Ovechkin, is now out week to week. He has a leg injury, and the Leafs' Austin Matthews is also out. He's in Germany receiving injury treatment. Today, the Boston Bruins fired their head coach, Jim Montgomery, replacing him with Joe Sacco. Weather-wise, well, we just covered that, didn't we? Bomb cyclone, lots of wind and rain. Tonight's low will be about 5. Tomorrow, wind and rain in the morning, particularly a little warmer tomorrow with a high of 10. And then Thursday, clouds and showers and a high of 9. Right now in downtown Vancouver, we're steady at 6 degrees.
Stop. leave it all on the floor tonight. Then you got fixed up to the nines. Let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white. And you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the head tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love.
WA3. The group is called Fat Burger, and so's the burger chain, too. It's a great job on the old Santana hit Evil Ways, and Justin Timberlake's Suit and Tie started things off this hour, which eventually will contain lots of great music, including Tracy Chapman, the Ron Brothers, and Michael Jackson. And right now, here's Cindy Bradley. This one's all about drive as we drive home, to anticipating the bomb cyclone on the way.
Wave 98.3.
Bublé and Home, along with Drive from Cindy Bradley. Great music for a Tuesday afternoon. It is 5:18. I'm Sterling Fox. I was reading the weather forecast at the end of the news there at the top of the hour, and I'd been checking weather across Western Canada and forgot that I had left the screen open for Regina. So as I'm looking at the weather forecast, I look and I see low minus 11. And I knew something was a little off. But by the way, they did have a major snowstorm today on the prairies. Not Winnipeg, not Manitoba. Manitoba is +5 and raining in Winnipeg. But in Saskatchewan and Alberta, they got whacked with their first major snowstorm of the year. Right now in Regina, it's snowing and -7. And in Calgary, it's snowing and -8.
Picture yourself gliding through the breathtaking landscapes of southern France in unmatched luxury. Imagine stepping aboard the elegant Riverside Revel, where every moment is pure indulgence. From Lyon to Avignon, this isn't just a cruise, it's a feast for the senses. Join renowned chef and restaurateur John Bishop, the charming Bruno Feldazin from the Great Canadian Baking Show, and sommelier Robin Court for a culinary journey like no other. Taste the Rhone's finest, stroll through historic vineyards, and savor exclusive creations that bring the region's flavors to life. With personal butler service, world-class dining, and stunning views at every turn, this is more than a trip. It's the journey of a lifetime, and we've put aside a cabin for two exclusively for you. Drop by wave983.fm to get on the standby list. You dream, we deliver. From Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Savor the best of White Rock during Taste White Rock, a premier restaurant festival happening all month. West Beach, East Beach, Five Corners, and Uptown all have featured restaurants, cafes, and breweries offering a special signature dish or drink. Visit tastewhiterock.com for a full list of participating eateries. Plus, check out White Rock BIA on social media to enter their daily contests. Experience the unique restaurant culture and their city by the sea at Taste White Rock. Details at tastewhiterock.com.
Okay, I've got the right screen open right now. Unlike our friends in Calgary who are experiencing or expecting an overnight low of minus 11 with snow flurries, here in the lower mainland, it is going to be mighty darn windy, but the low will be plus 5, gusting around 80 kilometers an hour here in the lower mainland in the Fraser Valley, gusting well over 100 clicks on the west coast of Vancouver Island, and even up across the Salish Sea. They're expecting some strong gusts, and of course, BC Ferries, anticipating all of this, have canceled several sailings between across the Gulf of Georgia. Our forecast calling for rain through the night and very strong winds, very likely power outages, down trees, those sorts of things. BC Hydro obviously ready for this. We just went through it last week, but we didn't call it a bomb cyclone, so perhaps it'll be even more intense tonight. Environment Canada saying batten down the hatches, literally remove objects that could be blown around. Tomorrow, we're looking at a cloud rainy day through especially the first half of the day, because that wind isn't going to just die because the sun comes up. It'll be breezy and high tomorrow, warmer at 10. Right now in downtown Vancouver, we have 6 degrees and dry. And that's all good as far as getting home before all this breezy business gets too serious. Music from Tracy Chapman and Give Me One Reason on the Wave.
to go chasing you around, wasting my precious energy.
Hi, this is guitarist Chris Standring, and you're listening to Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Wave 98.3, that is Maurice Gordon and a tune called Just Do It. And also in there, Tracy Chapman and Give Me One Reason. It's 5:30 on the West Coast, and here's Lauren Spencer-Smith and That Part. Wave 98.3.
We've only been dating for a year, but I'm gonna take a risk and sound a little weird. I want the picket fences and an arch around the entrance, two IKEA twin beds for the kids. It's normal to be a little scared, but I wanna bend the rules and play some truth or dare. So ask me any question, I don't really care. The only thing I care about is if you'll meet me there. And I wanna take your meet up in heaven and fall in love again just like the first time. And I know it all sounds lame, but I know friends that I date you. No one believed it would come true, but look where we are. We run away. I know one day we'll get to that part. We'll be right back.
giving back is cool. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
That's BC's own Sherry Ulrich and Rocky Shores. Also in there, Just Do It from Maurice Gordon. And that part was the Lauren Spencer Smith from Vancouver Island. It's 5:41. Toyota Highlander owners, beware. Your vehicle is a hot commodity in the eyes of car thieves. The Highlander topped the Equity Association's annual list of top 10 most stolen vehicles in the country for last year, knocking off the Honda CR-V, which held that dubious distinction for the previous two straight years. So the Dodge Ram 1500 series came in second, followed by the Lexus RX series and the former champ, the Honda CR-V, down to fourth place. Rounding out the top 10, number 5, the Toyota RAV4. Number 6, the Honda Civic. Jeep Wrangler was number 7. Land Rover's Range Rover series number 8. Chevy GMC Suburban Yukon Tahoe series number 9. And the 10th, again from Chevrolet GMC, the Silverado Sierra 1500 series. So back to number 1. What makes the Toyota Highlander so special in the eyes of the criminal criminal underworld? Well, according to the report, it's not only a very popular model here in Canada, it's also globally serviceable and has a high resale value both domestically and internationally, and it also shares common traits with nearly all of the other vehicles on that top 10 list. It's a new model with vulnerabilities like keyless ignition and a lack of built-in anti-theft devices. Now you're up to speed.
The Gingerbread Men return with another holiday cabaret.
Holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
These crooners are ready to show you a holly jolly good time, featuring their signature banter and buttery smooth vocals. Don't miss The Gingerbread Men, another holiday cabaret presented by the Arts Club Theater Company, December 5th to 22nd at the Newmont Stage at the BMO Theater Center. For tickets, visit artsclub.com.
6 degrees in downtown Vancouver. The bomb cyclone is beginning to, we're starting to see the wind beginning to build a little bit. And we're looking at a very, very windy night with rain on top of it as well. And low of about 5 tomorrow. Windy and rainy in the morning. A high, a warmer 10 tomorrow. Clouds and 9 for Thursday. Right now in downtown Vancouver, the temperature is steady at 6. And the wind still steady too, gusting about 30 kilometers right now, gusting up to 40 or so. That will increase to an average wind speed of about 50 clicks, gusting to 70 or 80 around Metro Vancouver and the Fraser Valley overnight tonight, and much, much stronger on the island and up on the Sunshine Coast. Also, as was the case last week, the closer you live to the water, the more intense the wind will be. Right now, still 6 degrees in downtown Vancouver, and music from last summer. This is Mesa and Running From Myself. Wave 98.3.
Wake up every morning and decide I'm gonna conquer the world. My mind is made up and I'm ready. The time to win is now. Procrastinations and distractions keep finding me so easily. The problem is my first reaction is not what it should be.
So here we go.
Running from my dreams, trying to make it day to day.
Wave 98.
98.3 with those horn-playing twins, the Ron Brothers, in a tune called Double Down, and also Running For Myself, Mesa, in there as well. It is 5:53, batten down the hatches, it's gonna blow. And who better to get you through all of this than our very own Gary James. Gary in the Night, and a ton of terrific tunes for your Tuesday coming up very shortly. After a couple more from me, including Michael Jackson. Have a good night. Wave 98.3.
Girl, close your eyes. Let that rhythm get into you. Don't try to fight it. There ain't nothing that you can do. Relax your mind. Lay back. We can ride the boogie.
Don't you give a second love? 'Cause you. This is CIWB-FM at 98.3 FM, Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.